Time's up, time's up, time's up. Hold up. Alright, so you got 30 seconds. You ready?
The moment has arrived. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
Alright, let's get started.
Come on!
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Nobos are about to throw open the mics.
Go! Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Nobos.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Good morning.
Well, what a day to come into work. Wow. It looks like a war zone here at Sandgate. It's horrible due to that storm.
We had to take a detour.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the road, where is it? The Maitland Road, there's the lights are out just at the cemetery there. So Maitland Road.
Also at Adamstown Heights, there are 20 sets of traffic lights that are out in the Mayfield area, sort of that industrial road area. So that is a major road as well, too, particularly getting up this time of morning. Just be careful. There will be police who will be, conducting traffic. But, just take it easy on the road.
Yeah, no.
So many hazards out there.
For sure.
Well, Maddie and I, we had to detour back onto the bypass. And it's just like packed.
Yeah, like Maitland Road near Walsend Road, there's a detour there, so
yeah, take care. There's one near us.
Okay, so you're out of power too, yeah, Crevo?
Yeah, out of power, just in Mayfield there. I mean, like a lot of people. But it's so weird because, like, I was looking on the map and it shows, like, a little orange, like someone scribbled with a highlighter where the power is out.
Yeah.
And it's so very localized. Like, it's just like, that street over there, they get lights, but you can almost see it, you know? And then the other way, it's not that far either. It's just really interesting to see. And there's really odd shapes of, like, the bits that are out.
We got smashed at Wickham. Like, everything on our balcony is broken. Tables, chairs, all of our plants.
Jeez.
Just smashed to smithereens.
And you're quite high up too. Like, lucky none of that blew off the roof.
Well, all of our walls are glass. So we were worried that, like, you know, debris was going to come through.
Just go through.
DJ Mike, who works here, he got a tree.
He's got a tree through his house. Yeah.
Crazy
SES
stuff.
He had to wait for SES to, like, cut it down and tarp him up and all that sort of stuff. Just shocking.
Worth noting, too, the SES number 132500, if you do have a problem, particularly, you know, daylight, it might become evident that you've sustained damage.
Oh, my God.
That's the number to call, 132500. Notably, it's important to note, though, if you don't require help and you have lodged a request through SES, do call them and cancel it.
Yeah.
They have so many things to get through today. Mm. It's crazy. So, yeah, but don't be afraid to call them if you are, you know, not at the moment, but if you are in physical danger, always call 000 first.
Yeah.
Just something to bear in mind. This is going to be a bit of a crazy day today.
Just quickly, this storm just came out of nowhere. Is that correct?
I mean, it was...
Were we always getting this storm?
No, we were always going to get a storm.
Not as bad as it was.
I mean, you know, the very hot day yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, it ionizes... Look, I can go into it, but it's... Basically, there's...
Please,
you know,
don't.
When you,
No, seriously.
I'll go into it later some other time. When it's... You know, the hot conditions, that actually does create the conditions for powerful lightning storms. And the wind, though, was pretty extraordinary. It was basically... culmination of a few things, but the severity of this storm, I don't think anyone's particularly expecting it, no.
Interesting, I get in the car this morning, I'm obviously up last night, like, fascinated
Maddie
with what's happening.
Buzzing.
I'm like, Jade, what happened at your house? She's like, huh? Like, the storm, she's like, what? The storm, Jade, the massive storm that's just ripped apart Newcastle? Oh, I was watching The Crown.
Yeah, I'll be brutally
Bloody
honest.
Hell, how do you miss that?
I had no idea that this went down until Maddie informed me this morning. I knew there was rain, I heard it, and the thunder and lightning for about 10 minutes, and then it was gone. I was like, oh, that was a quick storm. Nothing to worry about.
That's a combination of big TV and The Crown new episodes.
Yeah.
Total one tunnel vision.
I know you're on your own planet sometimes, but... Wow.
Yeah, that was... it could have been a tornado, like level 10, and I probably would have had no idea.
As long as your power was still on. Guys, love it all though. Up next, I want to talk candlelit dinners.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo, the Nobos.
I don't care.
New FM.
Love it.
Or Love it. Love it.
All right, my turn to get your thoughts on the daily topics. And kicking things off today, candlelit dinners. Love it or loathe it.
Oh, here we go. When I press the button, there we go.
No. 2, 1, go!
Ah, there we go. Love them.
Yeah,
love
you're a man of romance, aren't you, Maddie?
I think I am.
Yeah.
I'd like to think I am.
I'd say love it.
Yeah? Do you ever
Who
do it with Benny?
Who doesn't like a candlelit dinner? Not rarely, but I always light the candles around the house. But that's a
not the same, Dale. Putting candles on.
No, but we don't have a dining table, so technically, us having dinner on the couch, eating off our laps with the candles lit, is equivalent
to a candlelit dinner.
Correct.
So you turn off all the lights and stuff.
Dim it down.
Because obviously we had to no power last night. I was like, oh, perfect opportunity. Quickly grab the candlesticks, like set it all up with the dinner.
Creepy.
Bit of takeaway.
How romantic.
It was quite nice, actually, like trying to make the best of a no power situation.
And did you convert that into getting lucky last night?
No, but,
Well, what's the point of going to the effort of a nice candle-lit dinner?
It was a nice situation.
Creevo wouldn't tell us anyway if he got lucky. He's a no-kiss-and-tell man.
He says no.
Yeah.
Whenever he says no, just assume that he means
no.
Oh, okay, you guys can assume
there's
what you want to assume.
There's a glimmer in the eye.
Well, we have your partner on the phone. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
She
hey,
would
Eddie.
Die, wouldn't she?
Yeah, probably. Or hang up, one or the other.
I haven't had a candle at dinner in so long.
When was the last time?
Oh, yeah. I reckon at least 5 or 6 years ago. A long time.
Maybe we bring a candle in tomorrow.
That's a nice idea.
Do you know what,
idea.
Jade? I don't need your pity.
What?
It's not a pity thing.
It's not pity. It's not just for you.
Yeah.
It's for Creevo as well.
That's very selfish to think it's always all about you, Maddie.
You're sending Creevo and I on a date.
No, it's a threesome date. The three of us.
Oh, that's things have really gotten exciting here.
Didn't think I could deal with that.
Yeah, you just close your eyes.
Lads versus lasses up next. Newcastle's ultimate battle of the sexes quiz. Let's move on. Jade, leaderboard keeper, please tell us the current score.
Okay, so the lads are on 33 and the lasses are on 31.
Okay, so we're still ahead. We've been streaking ahead for a couple of weeks now.
It's been ages.
But the girls are coming back strong.
Yeah. The prize on offer today, one of these fantastic Tessellate sand-free beach towels.
How good.
These are so good. Beautiful designs. Get the right kit for the summer this
really
year.
Really big, too. You
massive.
Know, there's nothing worse when you get a small beach towel.
Like a little kitchen towel or something.
Yeah.
No good.
Yeah, these are great.
Check them out. You can buy them online exclusively at tessellate.com.au.
Jay, Maddie and Creevo, the Novos.
Hey, road closures around town this morning. Hexham, New England Highway near Spark Street. One of two westbound lanes are closed, so please take care. And remember, if you are in need of assistance, please call the SES on 1325 00.
New FM and the Novos.
Jade, Maddie and Creevo.
Lads versus lasses.
Yep, this is Newcastle's biggest ever Battle of the Sexes quiz. Lads taking on the lasses. I do believe we still need a lad if you are in the car right now and want to score yourself a I don't even know how to say it.
Tessellate beach towel.
Beach towel. 13 10 09. Available online right now at tessellate.com.au, guys.
They're worth about $80, aren't they?
Yeah,
they're pretty exy. All right, we're going to Beck. She's from Salamander Bay. She got a bit of the storm, but was shocked to hear how bad it was here in Newcastle. It was terrible here, Beck.
I can't believe that we got away with it. We were lucky.
Very lucky, especially in the bay, because my husband works down that way at Taylor's Beach, and I actually called him early today and said, Benny, make sure you leave early, because obviously going down that way with all the trees. So it'll be interesting to see if there's any road closures that way later on.
Yeah, no, we haven't had anything. We were lucky.
Oh. So what's it like out there, Becca? Like, do you have any trees down or anything like that?
No, nothing at all. I haven't actually left the house yet, but...
so maybe there is. You just haven't seen any roads yet.
No.
Okay. Very
good. All right, Beck, let's see if you can do it for the lasses this morning.
I hope so.
Oh, fingers crossed. Okay, question number one. King Chrome is known for making what?
What was his name?
Tin Chrome. It's a...
It's a brand.
It's a brand.
Oh, is it Tools?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Good job. That's it's amazing.
Run on the board.
Never would have got that. Okay, question number two. Post Malone is known for being really good at which game or sport? A, beer pong, B, axe throwing, or C, Dance Dance Revolution?
Dance Dance Revolution.
Incorrect.
Beer pong.
And actually, just this week, he had a big match with Drake, or he was talking about how he played against Drake, and he said Drake is garbage at it.
Yeah.
But then again, Post Malone's playing it all the time, apparently.
All right, question number three. Leatherman is famous for making what?
Leatherman?
Yeah.
Oh. Knives?
Pocket knives.
Yeah, we'll take that.
Or multi tools.
Yeah. Two out of three.
Yeah, the multi tools.
Good job, Beck. Good job.
Thank you.
You have a challenger, though.
Yeah,
so
you
please
do.
Hold.
Chris, he's from Bellbird, all but missed out on the storm and is also shocked at the Nui situation. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, really good. How's Bellbird this morning? Just bright and clear and nothing's going on.
Beautiful.
Not quite. It's a bit damp, but yeah, nothing like you guys had down there.
Yeah, crazy stuff. All right, well, let's get into the questions, Chris. For you, number one, remember, you need two out of three to tie or three for the win. Okay. Number one, which actress is playing Queen Elizabeth in The Crown?
The second, Queen Elizabeth the Second.
Good clarification.
Yes, because that's the old bat.
Of course.
And in the new season?
No idea, remember?
Yeah, me neither. Olivia Colman? Who dat? No one knows. Jade knows. All right. Question number two. What is the name of Kylie Minogue's new album? Multiple choice for you here. Is it A, Disco Biscuit? B, Disco, or C, Shiny Hot Pants?
I'm afraid to say Disco.
That is correct.
Well done.
One on the board.
Ooh, all right. Yeah. Now
Number one album.
You need this next question for a tie to go to the coin toss. How old is Kim Kardashian?
Oh.
Yes, I would never have
this. You've looked at her plenty of times before, I'm sure, Chris. Think about it.
I think your time's up.
How did you say?
40.
Oh, my God.
You got it.
You're right.
On the buzzer. All right. Time for a coin toss.
All right. For the Tessellate Beach Towel, available now, tessellate.com.au. Heads or tails, Chris from Bellbird.
Heads, please.
Hey, Google, flip a coin. Flip a coin. Oh, this is why you need an old-fashioned coin.
Do you want me to do it? Here we go.
Hey, Google, flip a coin.
When technology fails.
It's coming. Nah, flip the coin, Creeper.
There's an actual coin.
Now, what did Chris say again?
Chris said heads.
Heads. All right, Jade, I'll flip
All
it.
Right, you
call
flip,
it.
I'll catch it.
Heads it is.
Bang.
Good on you, man. Congratulations.
You got the towel. Everyone wants these towels, guys. Are you a big beach guy, Chris?
Not really, no.
Have you got someone you can give it to for Christmas?
Yeah, the kids will love it.
Yeah, of course they will.
Sand free,
these things, they're
so
insta-famous as well, these things.
Jay, Maddie and Creevo, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is Jay, Maddie and Creevo.
Jay, Maddie and Creevo, the Novos.
Gav Morris will be on the show before 8 o'clock this morning to talk about that storm. I mean, do you know what? I would almost go as far as saying it was almost like a small hurricane. What should we call it?
I don't know.
Hurricane COVID?
Yeah, well, it certainly has the ring of something that's awful and annoying.
Yeah.
And intrusive.
It was a very 2020 storm, wasn't it?
Yeah, out of nowhere.
Okay, got it. Coey Kane.
What?
Coey Kane? Like COVID, and then Hurricane.
Oh, that's
Kane.
A great one, Jade.
Well, I think so. I'm taking two part of each word and putting it together.
Do you know what? A lot of people are on Facebook last night saying, hopefully that storm blew away all the bad vibes of 2020.
That would be nice.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's start off the new onwards year.
That's fresh. Really sweet. Good thinking, guys.
Yeah, very good.
You've got to get those injections.
Positive.
Got to get the injections. But on 131009, we want to know what you've rescued from the loo. This is all because, producer Jackson, you had a very terrible incident, I guess, in the bathroom the other day.
Yeah, I dropped one of my AirPods fell off and went straight into the toilet.
See, this is the problem with AirPods. You need the cord. That wouldn't have happened.
No.
Well, Creva, you wear AirPods all the time.
Nope.
Really?
Nope.
I don't know where I pulled that from.
Neither
do I.
I
thought you did.
No, not into the AirPods. Emmy's got them. She's always wearing them around doing, like, gardening and stuff.
They're incredibly inconvenient, and I always pretend like they're great and I love them, but I don't. And here we go. They stitched
me up.
We're
finally turning you, Jackson. From Apple lover to Samsung lover.
Oh, I don't
Samsung
think that's going to stop him liking Apple.
No, I'm going to buy more.
You're right, Jay.
I'm okay. But on 131009, what did you rescue from the loo? Whether it was your phone, wedding ring.
Because what's an AirPods worth? $350 or something?
What a rort. $350.
They're insane.
I think they're the cheap ones. That's like the basic.
But you know, how else are you going to look like a stockbroker on the go, you know, without a set of AirPods?
Do you know what they are, Jackson? What? And this isn't aimed at you because I'm sure you make them look fine.
I'm going to know that it probably is and I'm fine with
it. Okay, so do you know what? You know how, like, flogs used to wear the Bluetooth headpiece? Mm-hmm. You know, they'd walk around the shops talking on that tiny little thing in their ear.
Mm-hmm.
The AirPods are the flog thing of 2020.
No, and I'm going to claim that.
Until they're given to us on the show, and then they're the best bit of kit, and how good are they? Because you know what? If you've got a product, and this goes to anyone listening or a company or whatever, we'll talk good about stuff that's given to us for free.
There's no loyalty here.
No, very little.
All right, yeah, 131009, what did you rescue from the loo?
Jay, Maddie and Grievo, the Novos.
And on 131009, we want to know, what did you rescue from the loo? This is because producer Jackson dropped his AirPods down there.
Oof.
Oh, nothing worse.
Did you keep them, Jackson?
Okay, so I went straight in with the hand and I instantly regretted it, but I was like, no, my AirPod. It's currently sitting in a bag of rice at home and I put it in my ear yesterday and it was working, but I felt like bubbly water with inside and I was like, this is toilet water.
Bit longer in the rice.
Yeah,
so
I think
gross.
I'm going to throw it out.
Crevo, how much do you think Jackson would fetch on Marketplace selling those?
Well, so what you can do, because it was just one that fell in?
Yeah, just the one.
If you want a guilt-free sale, just sell the other one, because people always lose one and need the other.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's smart.
Yeah, so you can get like $100 or at least for one.
Oh, well, there you go, Jackson. Oh,
was it your toilet?
It was my toilet.
That's lucky.
Yeah.
Well, that's all right.
Yeah.
Luckier.
Bubbly water is a bad
public
sound,
toilet. No, only because I got an iPhone, one of the first ones when they came out. You know, like this, they were actually cute and small, the nice addition. But anyway, mine fell down the toilet because I had it in my back pocket of my jeans. And so, you know, when like you pull your pants down, it just flipped out of the pocket at the Birch Caron Coil at Maroochydore Cinemas, and I had no choice. I had to dive in and get it.
Now, there's a toilet you don't want to be sticking your fingers into.
Yeah.
Good morning, Taylor. How are you?
Morning. Thank you. I'm good.
Hey. Hey, I love that. Hey, Taylor, what did you lose down the loo?
Yeah, I lost my phone in my loo as well. I moved into a new place and didn't realise the system had a bit of angle to it. Fell up there and I just watched it like a hole in one just fall in.
Oh, no. How terrible.
Yes, but I fished it out because, you know, I had to.
Yeah.
And it worked all right?
Yeah, it's still going. I'm on the phone to you guys now with the same phone that fell in there.
That's really good.
I can still hear the bubbling.
What, is it a Samsung iPhone?
Yeah. Yes, it's a Samsung, yeah.
Yeah, good old Samsung.
Because a lot of them are waterproof.
Yeah. I have heard that. I'm kind of grateful because, it's expensive.
It's weird, though. Like, they go, your phone's waterproof, and then there's an ad of someone using it in a fish tank or some ridiculous thing, but then I'm never brave enough to do it.
Yeah, no, I'm the same.
I'm not doing the test.
No way.
Oh, I love that. Well, I'm glad it all worked out for you, Taylor. Also, don't you just love Taylor's energy?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Did you get much damage last night, Taylor?
Well, no. There was a huge gust of wind a couple of times. I freaked out because I'm surrounded by trees, but I was like, no. And then it was all over at Red Rover. I was like, okay.
Sweet as.
Where do you live?
I live at Maitland. Yeah, I think it sort of hit us and then built us. It got to Newcastle even more.
Yeah, it was bigger
here.
You
sent
here,
it to us.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good job. Great day.
Thanks, Taylor. Appreciate that. Up next, guys, we are speaking to somebody from the transport management. If you are heading to work this morning, we're going to find out about all of the road closures, when we can expect them to open, etc. Doing that next at New FM.
Jay, Maddie and Grievo, the Novos.
And right now, guys, we're joined by Jamie from the transport management
center. Jay, Maddie and Grievo.
Of course, big storm last night. A lot of detours on the road. Lots of road closures. He's going to join us right now to tell us all about them. Jamie, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. So at Sandgate, we still have Maitland Road, one of two westbound lanes closed near Walls End Road due to this fallen tree.
Straight to business, Jamie. You've done this a few times this morning, haven't you?
Yes, mate. Definitely. It's not the first one this morning, and it probably won't be the last.
Yeah, but,
As well, through Hexham, New England Highway, just near Sparks Street, a fallen tree has taken out one of two westbound lanes there as well. Reports of trees down affecting traffic in Islington, Georgetown Road at Turton Road, and also Maitland Road at Beaumont Street, one westbound lane closed there. Quite a few traffic lights out around the place. Sandgate, Mayfield in particular, up to 21 traffic lights out in the area, including Maitland Road at Industrial Drive, as well as down in Adamstown Heights, Pacific Highway at Brunker Road.
Now, just a quick question for you there, because like one of those ones has the like the red light camera. Is that switched off then as well?
I imagine,
if I cop a fine, because I went through that this morning, I'm like, is it a red light? Is it a green light? Who knows?
What is it?
Hey, the sneaky letter to state debt recovery, if you get a ticket, would probably do you well.
Yeah.
I don't think red light cameras will be operational.
Oh, good to know.
Hey, Jamie, with all these like incidents on the road, how long will it take for them to clear up? Do you know that? Like, who do we rely on in times like these to get everything up and running again?
Well, what I'm told, we've got obviously SES looking after the fallen trees and other issues. The traffic lights, I'm told, we're looking at probably about 10 or 10:30 before they're all restored.
Yeah.
But who can really be sure?
So. It's basically a big fuse box somewhere. Someone just has to go and flick it, isn't it?
Flick the switch, find the torch, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
But, hopefully it'll be resolved as soon as possible. But you are probably looking at a few hours.
Please be safe on the roads.
Absolutely.
Because obviously there's a certain level of autonomy you need this morning. So please be safe. Question before we let you go, Jamie. What does the transport management centre look like this morning? Like, is it chaotic in there on events like this when these happen?
You know what? When it's not much happening in Sydney, which there isn't, luckily, we're not too bad. As long as these sort of regional incidents don't expand, we're usually travelling pretty well. So,
oh, good stuff. Doing the hard work there, Jamie.
You guys are professionals.
What a star. Thanks,
appreciate
man.
Appreciate it.
Round of applause. Thanks, Jamie.
Thanks,
appreciate
Jamie.
It, man. There you go. And like I said, please stay safe on the road. Everyone seems to be going okay so far.
Yeah, it's been,
this morning,
been
so.
Great.
Jay, Maddie and Grievo, the Novos. The moment has arrived. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right. Let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go!
Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jay, Maddie and Crevo.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
God, it's buzzing in here this morning. Everyone's at work early. Do you know what I love about that storm last night?
What?
It ripped the roof off our executives' bathroom, which all the bosses use.
Oh, it's a big fancy one.
The big executive
marble
bathroom.
Just think marble tile, luxurious plants, like the gold taps. That's the sort of vibe.
Well, there's a skylight in there.
Of course.
Totally ripped off, so it's just open to the elements now. So the bosses are going to have to use the pleb toilets.
Join us.
Get your Glen 20 out, boys.
Welcome.
Join us.
Join us.
Let me tell you, it doesn't smell like yours.
Hey, no marble in there.
Yeah, absolutely not. Hey, guys, up next, 13:10:09. Interesting chat. How much do you spend on a co-worker at Christmas? Because, Jade, we were chatting the other day, and, you know, we don't usually buy gifts for one another at Christmas time, but it was mentioned around the team, and I thought, you know what? Let's buy each other a nice gift this year. You know, we've worked together now going into 3 years.
Yeah.
I think it's time to, you know, step the relationship up. Jade, of course, you being you suggested that we do Secret Santa.
Yeah.
And now you've been trying to convince everyone you know to do Secret Santa.
One
because
gift.
You don't want to pay the extra money. So
Christmas is expensive.
I know it is, but I thought we were meant to be
family.
Yeah. Aren't we family?
I tried to do Secret Santa with my family, and I'm doing it with one side. Go us.
So, I think, right, from my perspective, happy to spend $70 on a gift for each of you. I think that's an acceptable amount. Thoughts and feelings?
I reckon around, I think it depends on the gift. I think 30 to 50 is fine.
30 to 50.
Like, don't put an exact number on it, because what if you find the perfect thing?
Well, we're all about that here. Jade, right. What about you?
50. I guess around 30 mark.
Well, she says 30 means 20.
No. Around the 30
$1.99 gherkins for
well,
you,
well, you know
Krivo.
What? At least I got you a present. I got Krivo gherkins for his birthday.
From Aldi.
He loves them. He said, I love the gherkins from
that's
Aldi.
Possibly.
You know what? It's the thought that I remembered that, and because he froths on them.
Yeah, but I could buy my own for $1.49.
You know what? At least I care.
Sometimes it's more insulting being given a $1.49 jar of pickles from Aldi than getting no gift at all.
The gherkins.
Well, basically, look, what we thought we'd do, I'd love to hear from people around Newcastle. What are you spending on your colleagues? How much do you think's an acceptable amount?
And if you are doing Secret Santa chat, I'm curious to know what the limit is in a workplace.
All right, let's set some boundaries here.
Yeah.
Which is the correct amount? $70 like Maddie says, or $20 like Jade says?
No, I said 30. Okay, I agree 30 is a reasonable limit.
Well, let's not get bogged down in the semantics of it all. 13:10:09. Taking
who's
your
got
calls
it right?
Next. Yeah, okay.
Jade, Maddie and Grievo, the Novos.
Around 15,000 homes still without power this morning. Ausgrid are saying around 10:30 if you're waiting to charge your phones. Great day, I was saying before, Crevo, to Jade, to pull out the old radio. Put
it's
the batteries
perfect.
In. You never know when you're going to need one, right?
So true.
Hey, 13:10:09 this morning. We're asking you, what's the acceptable amount to spend on a colleague for
Christmas? So this all came up because Maddie, we were discussing what we were going to get each other for Christmas.
That's right. And, of course, awkward time of year sometimes because, you know, not a lot of colleagues, you know, always spend money on each other. But I thought it'd be a nice gesture for each of us to buy a gift for one another.
Mm-hmm.
And, Jade, you want to do Secret Santa and think $20 to $30 is acceptable. I was willing to spend $70 on you guys. So we want to know, what should we do?
What's the correct amount? Who's got it right here this morning?
All righty, we're going to go to Brad. Good morning.
Hey.
Hey, man.
Hey.
So, do you gift to your colleagues, and how much are you spending?
I'm not working at the moment, but my wife is, and she says $30.
$30,
okay.
Yeah. All right.
Well, you sound like...
Eight-year-old daughter also said $30.
Yep, your eight-year-old daughter. What's her name?
Madison.
Hey,
Madison.
Hey, Madison.
Big shout out to Madison.
Do you always take life advice from your eight-year-old daughter, Brad?
Yeah.
The best type of advice.
I think you're probably really smart. All right.
Well, there we go. $30.
Well, kids
pretty
are
good.
Very truthful.
That's true. All right.
But you spend $30 on the kids, let me tell you, they will not be happy.
Bye.
Cheers, Brad.
Have a good day, Madison.
All right. So that's one sort of for Team Jade, isn't it, at the moment? Let's go to Holly. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Really good. Do you think, who's got it right? Is it Maddie or Jade?
I reckon 30 to 50 is good.
Yeah,
hang on, I think that's what I said.
30 to 50, yeah, you did say 30
around
to 50.
There. Around
yeah,
there.
Like, do you know what?
A pineapple?
A $50 gift voucher is, like, a good gift to receive, I feel.
Gift voucher?
Yeah. A gift voucher, yeah, like, well, you know, around that, I don't know.
Do you prefer gift vouchers, Holly, or an actual present?
See, I think gift vouchers, I don't know, I'm not really for gift vouchers because then people know, like, the worth of them. I feel like if you get them, like, maybe, like, a $30 gift basket and, like, put it together, it sort of, like, looks like you spent more.
Yeah, okay.
Holly,
that's true.
I like that tip.
Holly, do you buy presents for your colleagues?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you do for work?
I run my own business as a personal trainer, so I work for different companies around Newcastle.
Oh, okay.
Nice. So are you giving gifts to the clients or the companies?
So I give gifts to my clients and also colleagues that I work with and bosses as well.
Wow.
So do you give the clients like a big chocky bar so they're guaranteed to come back after Christmas?
No. Usually it's like little like things like activewear or...
Oh, that's a good one.
That's really kind of you. I've never known any personal trainer to do that.
That's because you go to the $12 a week ones, Jade.
So?
Hey, they don't have money for gifts.
Hey, Holly, give your business a little plug. Off you go.
Sorry?
Yeah, you can give your business a plug if you like.
Are you sure?
Yeah, of course. Go ahead. Of course.
Yeah, so basically I work at a couple different facilities, but my business name is Zara Vida, so I do like one-on-one personal training. I also work with people with disabilities as well, just like to help them out. So I was from Dubbo and then I moved back to Newcastle recently. So.
Oh, good on you. So
Vida.
Yeah, Zaria Vida, yeah.
Zaria Vida. All
awesome.
Right. There, check her out if you're looking for a PT who gives gifts at Christmas.
Yeah.
I've got no idea how good she is at being a PT, but she seems really nice.
Oh, that's so good. Hey, we're chatting to the SES next, Jade.
We are. We're going to find out what's happening around Newcastle after the big storm.
Jade, Maddie and Creevo, the Novos.
That's right. The big storm that went through Newcastle last night's left a lot of suburbs and people's homes in disarray. And right now we're joined by Ian from the SES to fill us in and tell us, you know, where we're at. How's everything going, Ian?
Good morning, all. Yes,
hello.
We're quite busy. We've got multiple teams out in the field. Overall here, just in the Newcastle region, we received 220 requests for assistance.
Jeez.
The vast majority of those are for fallen trees. So we've got trees that were across roads, across access to properties, into houses, onto cars, all sorts of stuff there.
So how many, like, trucks utes full of chainsaws and stuff do you have loaded up and ready to go at any one time?
Well, Newcastle can generally stand up at least five or six teams. We've also got some assistance coming in from our neighbouring units, so... I'm aware that the Central Coast, Wyong and Gosford are also pitching in. In fact, they had a team in up late last night. So did Swansea and Lake Macquarie unit. We all pitch in together pretty well. But at the moment, so I'd say we certainly have at least 10 teams in the field through the day and we'll be active most of the day.
Hey, Ian, question. I know we were talking about this in the show earlier. A lot of requests, as you were just saying. Tell us the criteria for calling you guys, because we obviously don't want the people out there doing the work, going out to dud calls, basically. So, yeah, what should we do? What should locals do if they are thinking about calling or needing assistance?
Well, essentially, the SES is responsible for storm damage, flood damage, and, heaven forbid, tsunamis. Essentially, if your property has been affected by any sort of storm, so windstorm, hailstorms, the nice big pressure bolt, the kind of storm that we all are just anticipating the next one,
mm-hmm.
Doesn't have to be a massive thing, but realistically, if somebody's going to call in and say, look, there's a branch down across their driveway, they can't get out, and we turn up and it's only a stick of your arm, that might not be an appropriate call.
That's a waste of time,
definitely.
Isn't it?
Okay.
But then again, the other big thing that we have is a lack of people's preparation, and cleaning out your gutters, tying down loose like the wonderful trampolines that everybody talks about.
Yeah.
And your balcony furniture, things like that, they can all become flying weapons. And people can prevent a lot of this stuff from becoming problematic if they look after that in the first place. But realistically, you get hit if your property is flooding in a flash flood, or it's threatening to flood and you need sandbags, call us. Things onto your house, onto your roof. If you're not capable of swinging a chainsaw safely and doing it yourself, by all means, and we don't encourage people to do that.
Yeah.
But absolutely, that's the sort of stuff you call SES for. We're always there.
Thanks, Ian. So just quickly, too, because obviously on our drive here, there were a lot of fallen trees that we saw. How long are you predicting that it's going to take to clean up after this?
I would be hopeful that by the end of today, we'd have most of it done, if not all. Yeah, it might be 1 or 2 days. It really depends. So we're going to be tackling the biggest jobs and the most pressing ones first. And with a lot of those trees, realistically, some of those trees will take 3 to 4 hours just for the one tree.
Wow.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's where it stretches out. It depends on how big the individual incidents are.
Mm-hmm.
But so if people can be patient, if there are minor things, we will get to you probably a little bit later. But yeah, obviously, for every single person, their call is important, and we take it that way. Be patient with us. We will get there. It may just take us a day or two to get everything completed, but hopefully we'll knock the majority of it over today.
Yeah. One of our co-workers, DJ Mike, had a tree fall on the roof of his house. Do you know what time you guys are getting out there?
Oh, yeah, we'll probably put him at the back of the list
there. Oh, there he is, mate. Thank you for all the work you do, of course, and a big shout-out to everyone out there that are working for the SES, doing the hard work today.
Mm-hmm. We're really grateful.
1-3-2-5-0-0. There he is, Ian from the SES, guys. News time with Hamish next.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
This is
Jay, Maddie and Crevo.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Guys, up next, every week around this time, we play What's My Age Again. This is where, around the team, we have a little competition going, a little bet to see who's the best at guessing people's ages, based purely on a couple of questions and your voice. So we need you to call up 131009 to get involved. Let's look at the leaderboard.
Jade's doing a quick tally.
Where are we sitting at now? Maddie's on
10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Maddie's on... All right. Maddie's on 10, seven. Leading.
Yeah, so it goes Maddie on 10, Jade on 7, and Crevo on 5.
Oh, come on, help me out. I need a couple of people to win a couple of points this morning.
I do like this game, actually.
Yeah, it's a good little competition. Fun. We haven't figured it out yet, but I reckon at the end of the year, somebody should either have to do something or pay for lunch or something like that, shouldn't
yeah.
they?
Yeah, we'll do a lunch.
Lunch
we'll
do or a something lunch, like that? Yeah, all right.
Absolutely.
Tray what? Of donuts.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, well, look, I've already bought several this year, so...
Yeah, you reckon
too,
you're off the hook?
Actually,
doesn't
Crevo.
Matter. Well, I'm losing, so there's a fair chance I'm going to be the one who has to do it.
Good.
131009, get on the phones. We need a couple more players for What's My Age Again.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Take that, rewind it back. Little time got the beat to make your booty...
Usher, yeah, at 105.3 in your FM. I could see you, Jade, back in the day dancing to that in the nightclub.
Yeah, I did like it.
Cruiser in one hand.
Bumping and grinding.
The watermelon guava cruiser.
It's all about grinding at parties back in my day. I don't know what they're doing at parties these days.
Probably still grinding.
Yeah. I would say so. Hey, it's time for What's My Age Again on UFM.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. What's My Age Again?
Yeah, that's right. It's a competition around the team to see who's the best at guessing people's ages, purely based on your voice, which we reckon we're really good at vibing out, and also, of course, just a couple of questions that we ask you, like lifestyles type stuff. The closest without going over is the rules.
Okie dokies.
Maddie currently winning on 10, Jade on 7, and I'm on 5, trailing behind. I need a couple of points today, let's face it.
Come on, Mark. Come on, Mark.
All right, let's go to Jamie. Good morning.
Hey, good day. How you doing?
Yeah, not bad, mate. How was the storm at your place?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. No, no damage.
Didn't have anything blow away?
Not that I'm missing at the moment.
Oh, good.
Good to hear. Good to hear.
You still got your head. That's the main thing.
That's it.
All right, Jamie. Question number one. Did you or anyone buy the new Xbox or new PlayStation 5?
No.
Okay, not at your place. All right. Question number two, Maddie.
Okay, where was your last holiday?
South Coast, New South Wales.
Okay. To me, I reckon, like, South Coast, that's like a family holiday. I'm going to say Jamie is 36. He's got a couple of kids kicking about.
Jade?
33.
I reckon you are 30 and you had kids when you were a bit younger, like maybe 18 or 19.
Fucking hell.
Oops.
Yeah.
Oops, sorry, my bad.
That's okay. Right. So what's your age? Who...
47.
47.
Oh, who won? Creebo.
Yeah, me. Yes, oh, one on the board.
Creebo got it.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for your call, Jamie.
One rule, my friend, and you just broke it.
That's all right. These things happen.
Let's go to Chloe. Good morning, Chloe.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good. Where are you from?
Woodbury.
Oh, nice one. Big storm action there last night.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right. I've got a question for you right now. Chloe, what is your go-to breakfast each morning?
Toast? During the week, toast.
Just toast. Just average toast, veggie bites.
Okay. All right. Question number two for you. What are you watching on Netflix at the moment? What are you binging?
Brooklyn Nine-Nine and The Big Bang.
Oh, okay.
They're fun, young shows.
Yeah.
That is true.
You're a pretty light-hearted person, I reckon you're 23.
Jade?
27.
I think you're 29.
No, I'm 21.
Oh, boom.
No points.
No points.
We all went over.
Oh, yeah. Wow. No, thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks for hanging out with us.
Have you been listening for long?
Yeah, a while.
Oh, where did you change from?
106.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah, good. Join us.
Love you.
You know what? We'll hook you up with a prize just for that because we're nice people. Yeah. Thanks for changing.
We love anyone who switches to us.
Yeah. You know what?
Gives the underdogs a go.
We're going to give you a tessellate beach towel for summer. How does that sound?
Beautiful. Thank you.
Amazing. Yeah. Tell your friends. Thanks, though. Producer Jackson will get you details. Very good. I love that. Very good. Gav Morris up next, guys.
Yeah, he's going to give us an update on that storm last night, see if we're going to get round two, maybe round three. I think we're in the clear, but you never know. Gav's the man. He's going to tell us next.
That's right. 7:50. Good morning.
Jay, Maddie and Greaso, the Novos.
Oh, yeah, of course. The big storm last night. Of course, we're chatting to Gav. Good morning, Gav. How are you?
Oh, very well, thank you. Very well.
Do you know what? I just loved your off-air conversation with Jade. talking, because you know when you have small chat with someone that you don't really know and you just kind of just gravitate towards chatting about the weather?
Yeah.
Like she was asking you, right, like what you chat about is your small talk, because obviously weather's such a big part of your life.
It is. Well, yeah, it's the instant thing. And it's a reflex action. And and some people apologize. They go, oh, I'm really sorry. You get that like every minute of every day, don't you?
Of course you do.
Gav, of course, mate. Down to business. That storm last night, amazing, hectic, caused damage everywhere.
Drama.
How did this happen? Why did we get such an intense cell?
Yeah, look, it was fantastic. We're overdue. A lot of the time they'll dance around us. There's a couple of things that occur due to our topography, actually, that causes this to happen. A lot of the time, there's a lot of lifts that happens around the Hunter Valley. So it's happening over the Watkins, it's happening over the Barringtons. I mean lift, air that's going up. When you have warm, moist air going upwards, that's when things start to get very, very interesting. When it's just, you know, nice and friendly, the clouds that I go fly, you know, the air is rising at 2 meters per second, up to 8 meters per second, 10 meters per second. But what happens a lot of the time, that air that's rising around the valley will then fall over the valley. And a lot of the time, you know, we can miss out. Everyone says, oh, those storms went right around us. And it does happen a lot. It goes around us because what's happening is the air is sinking over the Hunter Valley. So I call it the old Hunter Valley sinkhole effect. But yesterday, it was different. What happened, the timing of that storm was really, really perfect.
So what is happening at that time of the day? The storm cell started out really quite small, and it was unorganized in the upper parts of the valley, around the mountain areas, across the higher ground of the Liverpool Plains and ranges. And then what happened as it came over the valley was really, really hot because it had been very hot all day. And then the air starts sinking down the valleys on the other side. It's called catabatic airflow. So that starts sinking down, and that's helping to push that warm air up. Now, as that cell came down the valley, it, like, hoovered everything. It sucked up all of that energy. It was so super hot, and any form of moisture then starts overshooting the mark. And that's why the storm got, you know, faster, stronger and stronger, bigger and bigger as it came down the valley, because it had so much energy, you know, to draw on. And then what goes up rapidly cools and then comes down very, very quickly. And that's why we had wind gusts of over 140 kilometres an hour.
God, Gav.
So much damage.
Weather lovers around Newcastle are blowing their load right now.
Yeah, that's moisture just shooting out into the Hunter Valley sinkhole.
Overshooting and big energy. You know what? You've made the weather sound extremely sexy this morning.
All that moisture.
Yeah, but Gav, quick question. Thank you for summing that up for us. But why is it that for some reason in Newcastle, we always get our storms at nighttime here? I'm always hoping for a nice storm when I get home, like, so I can snuggle up on the couch with my three chihuahuas. But it's always right at nighttime. So why is that?
Well, it's usually the timing of the system, and also all of those ingredients are coming together. Look, we do have storms, you know, 24/7. They can occur early in the morning, nocturnal storms, and they can happen in the mornings. They are a little bit rare. Like, what happens to get a morning storm, you have to have the cold air coming in over the top, that it's a lot colder than the air down on the surface. So what's happening at the end of the day when you've got a southerly change that was on approach like that, you've got so much heat down on the surface from the day's heating, all of the sunshine, and it's very, very hot. And that southerly is just always kind of well-timed, that the southerlies are on approach. They're coming up, you know, the coast.
Yeah.
They move slower over the land because they have to go up and down all of the mountains. Due to the friction of the land, they're moving slower. But in the upper parts of the atmosphere, that cold layer is coming over us early. So when that cold air comes in over the top and you've had all of that daytime heating, it allows for a greater chance, a greater opportunity for that storm cell to grow. And that's why percentage-wise, you're always going to have those storms towards the end of the day rather than elsewhere around the clock.
Hey, Gav, what's the weather looking like going into summer? Because obviously we've had, like, two very extreme, events, and like just yesterday alone. Are we going to be getting more storms, do you think, this summer season?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. We were always expecting a stormy season, and this is the beginning of it. It hasn't even really ramped up yet. What's going on? The monsoon build-up has not really started to fire yet, but we're expecting that to build as we move into December and before Christmas. So we'll see the tropical moisture over northern Australia build, and that's why we've had record-breaking heat. The heat that we experienced yesterday actually produced the hottest November temperatures on record at Oodnadatta in South Australia before, sliding across, and that is connected to the lack of the cloud, the monsoon buildup over northern Australia. So that is likely to start occurring. It's slowly beginning to build as I speak, and each day it'll get more and more humid, and the clouds and the storms will start to happen over northern Australia, and then we'll start to see more and more weather events, and we'll start to have more humidity as well, humid days as we move through summer as well, which is literally fuel for storms. Hot, moist air on the ground is fuel for storms.
This is going viral, Gav. Jade is looking all sorts of hot and sweaty over there. There he is, Gav Morris from NBN News. Thank you, mate. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Have a great morning.
Thanks, guys. Wow, there you go.
Jeez, he had it all. Friction, energy,
you know what?
Moisture.
Put some
moisture coming over the top of the mountains.
I can understand why, like, in some parts of the world, different countries, they have that that naked weather channel. Because, there's a lot of words that can really create imagination.
Put some of this behind, Gav, just there. It would have been a very different segment.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind. All right. Let's get started.
Another day is
kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go!
Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This
is Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Oh, yeah, it's Storm City basically here today. All day here, obviously, the cleanup is going to be happening. Great work the SES is doing. And, of course, if you do need assistance, 132500. What we thought we'd do, though, is 13:10:09, what blew away in the storm last night? Our balcony trashed.
Chairs,
pot plants.
I saw those like big old cushions flapping around in the wind, like those blow up things at the car yard, you know, with the wavy arms.
Do you know what I hate? You know when you have those nice fancy outdoor umbrellas? I've seen this before in a storm where, you know, your classic umbrella when you're stuck outside and it goes inside out.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that happen with those
giant ones
for barbecue areas? That's frightening.
Thunk. And then it's inside out.
Well, of course, as I was saying earlier, in the big executive's bathroom here at work, the skylight flew away.
Yeah, our skylight. Boom.
Our one and only skylight. We buy one nice skylight for this building.
The only nice bathroom that we all like to sneak in and use once every now and again as a treat.
Yeah, when the boss isn't here.
It's destroyed.
So last night, I thought, you know what? I'm going to risk it. I went on to my rooftop and did a live stream on the New FM Facebook page. And God, we got some interesting comments. One guy lost a chicken coop, 250 kilos, flown across his yard. That's how strong the wind was.
Christ. The chicken's okay?
The six chooks inside survived.
Phew. Thank God. You know,
poor chickies.
Yeah, that's crazy. It was really lucky because, you know, I just built that, like, mini shed in the backyard.
That's right.
About an hour before, I literally put a bolt and chain on both sides of it to the fence.
Oh,
because
lucky.
Because I was like, I just thought, you know, if some, like, kid climbed up on it or something, I don't want this thing tipping over.
What kid's coming in your backyard?
Well, just, like, friends or something bring a kid. I don't know. Who knows?
Oh,
I just don't want it tipping
so
over.
You're so responsible, and that's why we love you.
Pure. Well, 13:10:09, what blew away in the storm? And what I just thought we'd do as well is a little bit of, a double help for people.
Yeah.
If something's blown into your yard, and you think it might belong to somebody, let us know what's blown into your yard and maybe we can reunite.
It's almost like
the item with the owner.
A lost and found.
It's the only time on this show we'll ever do a radio lost and found.
Yeah.
One-time thing.
Yeah, what blew away? You're searching for something, we'll help you find it, Nick.
Don't abuse it, though.
Yeah, no.
Jake, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
23 across the Hunter today, partly cloudy all day. Those storms gone. The cleanup still continues, though, and around 15,000 customers still without power, guys. Osgood is saying around 10:30. So thank God for radio this morning.
Yeah.
Right. 13:10:09 this morning. What we thought we'd do is, of course, what got blown away in the storm. Yeah, feel free to give the show a call. We're going to go to socials right now. So many comments of the most random things that got blown away last night. Tarek says he just had his water tank blow over and roll across his yard.
Oh, my God.
That's scary because, like, that's the sort of thing that could take out a fence.
Could it do that with water in it, Crevo?
That's how strong the wind was.
Not full, but some water in it. It could technically. And then it could get momentum and keep rolling.
His pets weren't there. Imagine if your dog got rolled over.
To say the pets. You know, screw the human lives.
Always the way.
Poor puppies.
This one's a bit intense. Marcus says a tombstone near the graveyard blew away.
Yeah.
How is that even possible? Stones are made of stone.
Yeah, Kay, she was driving nearby. This is on the live stream live stream as well. She said Sandgate Cemetery, where the storm hit, there were branches flying everywhere. Car got pelted with hundreds of gum nuts.
Like hailstones.
Yeah,
down
but it was like gum nuts
up,
flying like hail.
Jeez, crazy stuff. I remember when I was a kid, there was a big storm and the classic trampoline went flying. But I was standing in the kitchen and I was looking out the window and I saw it like rolling over and over like somersaulting, and then flew over the fence and went down the hill. I was like, how are we ever going to get that back up? That's never coming back now.
Get on your horse.
Helen's on the phone, guys. She almost got blown away. Good morning, Helen.
Good morning. Yes, I drove into it. I had to drive back from Sydney and I drove straight into it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, just slow down to 60Ks. There was leaves, twigs, branches, everything just flying at me. It was horrible.
Oh, Helen. Could you, very scary, even doing 60, did you have to pull over at any point?
I was thinking about it at one stage, but I had my two boys in the car and they kept asking questions, so I knew if I pulled over, I would have freaked them out more.
Yeah.
So I just slowed down and I was just sensible.
Could you feel the car moving, Helen?
Yes, especially when trucks would still fly past you.
Oh, my God, how frightening. What sort of car do you drive?
I've got a Toyota Corolla.
Yeah, so quite small, like a smaller vehicle. Because definitely, like, when I used to have a Toyota Yaris, I knew, like, even just in a regular storm, sometimes if the wind was strong, it would, you know, you could feel the tyres move.
Yeah, it was very scary. I don't want to do that again, that's for sure.
Oh, no. It's good to hear that you're safe, Helen.
Yeah, thanks, Helen. Appreciate it. Well, just here at the radio station, the tiles at the front of the building flew across Maitland Road. Like I'm talking 10, 12 metres away. Ripped off the building.
Malia has said trees and fence panels completely blown away out at Weston. And a bit of an update. I don't know if you guys remember our new FM goat, Caramilk.
Yeah.
Apparently very upset about the whole storm, but totally fine. Just not enjoying it, going a bit sort of crazy with the whole situation. So, you know, good vibes sent out to Caramilk.
Yeah. Newcastle always gets smashed with horrific weather events.
Yeah.
Like, you know, more than most places.
Not often, but when it does happen,
it really hits hard.
It hits hard. Well, I'm glad most people are okay out there today.
Stay safe. And big shout out to DJ Mike from the show. Yeah. Popped a tree to his house. Poor thing.
They're still waiting for SES at the moment to come out there with the chainsaws and sort it out. Because they can't even turn the power on because they're worried, like, there's damage done to all that. So, fingers crossed everything's all right there. Guys, up next, big list came out overnight. With the what they're calling Australia's subtle bogan traits. So this is what you're able to see in friends, like, or your workmates or whatever.
Mm. I love how you pointed at me then.
No, there's no pointing going on. And you're
I was watching the hands too. I was like,
You're able to tell if deep down they're actually a bogan or not.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Crevo's about to tell us all if we're bogans or not.
That's right. So the definitive subtle bogan trait list has come out. This means you can look at, you know, your friends, family, co-workers, whatever, see if they have any of these traits, know if they're a bogan or not. Right?
Okay.
It's very simple.
Around the team first, do you consider yourself a bogan, Crevo?
A little bit. In some ways.
I don't think you are. Jade, do you think you're a bogan?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I think I'm a bit of a bogan too, in some ways.
Okay, all right, so we'll kick things off with sayings, right? So apparently, if you say some of these things, then you're a bit of a bogan, right? The first one is, whenever it's full moon, you say, the crazies will be out tonight. I've definitely found myself saying that.
I say that.
Yeah. Who doesn't say that, though?
Well, non-bogans, apparently. All right, and I...
What do the non-bogans say? What a beautiful full moon.
Yeah, exactly. All right, the next one is, and I say this all the time, whenever there's a bad situation, you say it's a stitch-up. I say that all the time.
You really say it all the time.
You guys don't, actually.
No, we don't. We don't.
No. Crevo does.
That's definitely me.
Two for Crevo.
Here's another one that I say. Whenever you see random items around, you say, you refer to them as these bad boys. I do that all the time.
Yes.
Bogan for me.
I don't.
Okay,
all right, here's another one. When somebody goes to leave and then they've forgotten something, right, and they come back, say they forgot their keys, the person who's still in the room said, oh, that was quick. That's me. I'm always saying that. Another tick for me. It's crazy.
Oh, hang on. Here we go.
I didn't think I was a bogan. Turns out I am.
Mr. Sophisticated Millionaire Mark. He sits there eating his duck liver pate. Who knew?
Deep down.
Another one. You know those Facebook gossip groups, like local Facebook groups?
Yeah.
Are you one of those people that says, why is there a helicopter flying over my suburb right now?
No.
I'm not that person, that. But I do judge those people.
Why?
I don't know. It just feels like you're not a helicopter pilot. Why do you care?
I know, because I live in Broadmeadow. I'm like, oh, it's just Westpac Rescue Helicopter, so I always know.
No, why? No need to ask, yeah. But you might. Here's another one. If when you're trying to justify, like, early drinks, you're going, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I say that all the time.
What about this one? Have you guys ever used a bread clip to repair your thongs?
No.
No.
Okay.
Have all right. you?
No, I haven't.
All right.
Bogan free on that one. I thought you might have, Jade. Trying to save a dollar as well.
No, I've
Jade
seen,
likes
I've
a double plugger.
I've seen people do it, but no, I not have yourself. Never done it.
Are you wearing them today?
No, I'm not.
No thongs
not
today?
Not in my Vans.
No. Oh, yeah.
What about, have you guys ever done this? You know when you're going up the escalator, you know the little bristles on the side?
Yeah.
Have you ever used them to clean your shoes and or toes?
No.
No?
Who's doing that?
Well, a lot of pictures on Facebook suggest it's common practice.
Look at this. Hamish in the newsroom has just put his hand up. What a big old bogan you are,
not
Hamish.
Cleaning my toes, that's revolting. But certainly giving the shoes a polish.
It's like a free buff and shine on the way up or down.
Give the RMs a little bit of a buff up.
I just learnt something new this morning.
There you
that's
go.
That's incredible.
All right, the next one. Have any of you, Jade, I guess it would be only.
Yeah.
Did you get a picture in front of your house with the sold sign when you bought it?
Yeah, I did.
Bogan. All right. What about this one? A couple left. Using empty beer bottles as ashtrays.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah. If yeah. you've got smokers at your house, Jade, that's crack open that.
Easy. I have a fancy crystal one I actually picked up from an op shop once, but you forget. Like sometimes I whip it out for Maddie on the odd occasion.
Do you know what? Beer bottles are great ashtrays because the shape of I just feel safer with the shape of them because I stress that my ashtray will catch on fire.
Yeah.
Every
right.
time I put a butt out, so. I don't know why. If you leave a little bit of beer in the bottom of the beer bottle, it just like it soaks it all up.
And if it tips over, the ash isn't going everywhere.
Now, to wrap this up, and it's really interesting, we're doing the two top bogan foods.
Yeah.
The first one that they say is a definite sign, chocolate mud cakes from supermarkets.
Yeah.
10
guilty
out of 10.
As charged.
And then the number one bogan food. No, I don't buy them. Is the cob loaf.
Oh, yeah, sick. So, I finished on 7, Crevo 5, Maddie 4, and Hamish 1.
Wow. There you go.
I've got a few more, actually. But
oh,
I'm going to admit to it. I'm in full-blown bogan by the sounds of things. There
yeah,
we go.
Yeah, you are. Nothing
you know, it's
wrong
interesting.
With it either. That, nothing it. Wrong with it.
I would have guessed, like, the order would have been the opposite to what it is.
Yeah.
So I'm pleasantly surprised to be the least bogan member of this team. Happy days. Very good. Our news time up next here at New FM. And, of course, big news, guys.
Yes.
The big race is coming. No. It's not the supercars. It's the Novos 500, all thanks to Total Tools. We're doing a big go-kart race. You can join our teams now at newfm.com.au. Tell you more next.
Jade, Maddie and Grievo, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jade, Maddie and Grievo.
Jade, Maddie and Grievo, the Novos.
Keep it right here on 105.3 New FM all day at work for the best music. Out Jackson, big claim, what's on the way?
For 105 commercial free Adele, who is looking amazing. We'll do Roxanne as well, and Dancing in the Moonlight.
Do you know what? All
great
of my
song.
Friends and I was singing this like at karaoke on the weekend.
We did
lounge room karaoke.
Oh, how sweet.
It was so good.
It would have been fun.
Yeah, it's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music kicking off after us at 9 o'clock. And Jade, we have a big announcement to make.
We do. Huge. That's right. For our Novos Total Tools 500, we have a tribute band. We were on the search for a Kiss tribute band. And
A Kiss tribute band.
And we finally have found one.
Okay, so just for those that don't know, we are holding the biggest race to happen in Newcastle this year.
Yeah.
The Novos 500 happening at Go-Karts Go the 28th of November. There are four teams here. Team Maddie, which is Newcastle. Team Jade, which is Port Stephens. Team Maitland and the Hunter Valley, Crevo.
That's right.
And Hamish Team Lake Mac. So we're all going to be versing one another. The winning team will walk away with a $1,000 Total Tools voucher.
Incredible.
Second place, Jade?
$500.
Third, $250. And last place, you get $100.
So you're going to be a winner either way.
But yeah, that's right. We do have a Kiss tribute band because, of course, the real Kiss cancelled.
Yeah.
That's right. Last year. On the last race.
So we've got Dom on the line. Morning, Dom.
Hey, Dom.
Good morning, how are you?
Hey, yeah, really good. So you're a part of a Kiss tribute band. Tell us all about it.
That's right, I am a part of the Kiss tribute band. We're called Kiss-tortion, the three of us.
I love that.
That is awesome.
It's pretty cool. So it's pretty amazing to have three teenagers in school that love Kiss, a band from the 70s.
Yeah, that is absolutely. Awesome.
That's awesome. That's wild.
So what instrument do you play, Dom?
So I'm the ace. I'm Ace Frehley. I'm the guitarist, and I've got Lachlan, the drummer, with me.
Oh, hey, Lachlan. G'day, g'day.
So you guys going to wear the makeup, a couple of T-shirts. What's your get-up like?
Yeah, we're going to be all in the makeup. It's going to be really, really cool. We've got all the authentic guitars, got the authentic sound. It's going to be rocking.
So we're going to be playing. So you're going to be playing a couple of songs. What are they going to be?
Yeah, so we got Detroit Rock City, of course, the classic.
Yeah.
We got Love Gun.
Yep.
Dr. Love.
Yep.
I Was Made for Loving You, of course.
Yeah.
Oh, it's of a course. Full concert. I love it.
This is great.
Yeah. Rock and Roll All Night.
Are you just reading off the back of an album, Dom?
No, he's got them all.
We know the whole of Alive and Alive.
I love this. This is so good. Tell me, question. When you put together a Kiss tribute band, is one of the requirements to join to have like a really long tongue?
I think we've all got pretty long tongues.
You've all got long tongues.
We might have to measure them and see whose is the biggest.
Oh, okay. I've also got very long hair, too.
Oh,
yes.
Well, this is going to be great, guys. We don't have the real race or the real Kiss, but it's the next best
thing.
It is.
I think it's better.
Oh,
I think it's better
thanks,
too.
Dom. Kiss
it's gonna
Distortion.
It's going to be really good. Thanks, guys, for the opportunity, too.
Oh, this is so good. Newfm.com.au. You can enter to join a team. Now, we're going to meet someone that wants to join 18 next. So we're going to quiz them all about that.
Jade, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos.
And we are very excited here because coming soon is the Total Tools Novos 500, guys.
For Total Tools, Sandgate and Warners Bay. Every tool, every trade. And Go-Karts Go. Port Meadow, Nelson Bay, Hunter Valley and Cameron Park. GoKartsGo.com.au for info. Total Tools Novos 500.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. If you're just joining us, so basically myself, Maddie, Crevo and Hamish in the newsroom are all going to be representing a region. So, Maddie, you've got Newcastle, Crevo, Maitland Hunter. I've got the Bay and Hamish has got Lake Mac.
So it's region versus region.
Yeah. So we're on the search for one member of our team to go around the Go-Karts Go track at Broad Meadow on Saturday the 28th of November.
Yeah.
So it's the big race because obviously the supercars got wiped out. So for this year, so we're doing our own.
Yeah, and it'll be even better. And we even have our own Kiss tribute band. We've got the fake race, the fake Kiss, but, you know, it's something at least.
It's better than, you know, nothing. And this is going to be so much fun because, obviously, it is a team sport. So each team will be sort of like a combined lap situation, you know, between the two races, ourselves and one lucky listener.
This is going to be great. Now, I do believe we are recruiting for your team today, Crevo.
That's right. So we've got two people from Maitland and the Hunter Valley, and we're going to meet Thomas first. How are you this morning?
Yeah, not too bad.
That's the way. Now, this is your opportunity to pitch yourself as my teammate. Why do you think you'll do a great job at representing Maitland and the Hunter Valley?
Well, a driver.
Okay, do you have actual driving cred, like are you a racer or something?
Oh, I'm not a racer, no.
Thomas, question, what kind of car do you drive?
XJ Falcon Ute.
Oh, of course okay. You know what?
Sounds like a corner
are
as well.
Are they speedy?
Yeah.
That's. Yeah. I think that's someone you want on your team, Crevo.
I have a rev head.
How old are you, Thomas?
21.
21. So okay.
No fear.
Yeah, that's true. Very brave. I do like bravery. Now, I do have to ask, because often racing car drivers are a little on the lighter side. What is it, your weight range, roughly?
75 kilos.
You're light.
Slender. You're light.
Isn't
you're a
it,
contender, Thomas.
Is it heavier the better? Because then you go around the corners.
No, you want lightness, I think. I'm totally making that up.
Yeah, we have no idea. We're not car people.
I think you want lightness. Like Lewis Hamilton, he's a tiny little fella.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go. You're all in right. The draw. Thomas might be an option for you. Thank you, Thomas. Man, a few
Ooh,
words.
How exciting.
Mm-hmm. Let's meet Brock next.
Hello, Brock.
Brock, hey. Your name is auspicious. Why do you think you should be my teammate?
Because just like the legend himself, man, Rocky, the king of the mountain. You know? Comes with the name. I've got to represent the hunter. The king of the hunter, Rocky, all the way.
Oh,
I like your vibe, Brock.
Me too. He's sounding good. What car do you drive, Brock?
A Honda HR-V. The dad's car.
Okay.
Very good. So you're not too worried about, you know, damage and that kind of thing.
No, not at all.
Do you have a family?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're wanting to win it for the family?
Win it for the family, or you're not really going to be prepared to take risks on the course because you might lose your life?
No, no problem.
Hey, Brock.
That was a bit dramatic, but
for a go-kart track.
Hey, Brock.
You're safe.
Few questions. Age, weight, and height, please.
Yeah, I'm 32.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll go more heavier, like gravity, because I'm over 100 kilos.
A big boy, big boy.
So it is heaviness you've got to go for, isn't it, Brock?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. You know, so center the gravity, you know, get around those bends quicker, better takeoff.
Oh,
you know what? Brock has a lot of technical turns and stuff. I'm interested, but I'm still considering due to the weight thing. Well, Brock, you're definitely in the draw here. And, of course, the big announcement for who gets on each team is happening Monday. So you're right to stay by your phone then, Brock?
Yep, that I am.
What suburb are you from, Brock?
I'm from Rutherford.
Rutherford. Nice. Maitland and the Hunter represent.
Thanks, mate. Newfm.com.au to enter. You can join any of our teams. Mm. There's a few questions there on offer, of course. Let's recap that prize.
Yeah.
First place for the Novos 500 is a $1,000 voucher for Total Tools.
Ooh. Yep.
Second place, a $500 voucher. Third place, $250. And last place, a $100 voucher to spend. So we all walk away winners here.
Remember, if you're wanting to register, newfm.com.au, and then the big announcement of our teammates happening Monday.
Yeah, big thanks to the guys as well for Total Tools, Sandgate and Warners Bay. Every tool, every trade, and Go-Karts Go, Broadmeadow, Nelson Bay, Hunter Valley and Cameron Park. Go-kartsgo.com.au for info, guys. The Cash Cocktail's up next. Money, money, money to give away here. The Kitty sits at $525 today. All you need to do is identify these three sounds. Number one is an electric toothbrush. Newfm.com.au for all of the incorrect guesses. If you want to play, call now.
Jay, Maddie and Grievo, the Novos.
The Novos Cash Cocktail. It's your chance to win cash. And only on Newcastle's New FM. Cash, money back. Cash,
money back. And, of course, every single person that gets on the air goes in the draw to win that incredible Friday party starter from Newcastle Distill & Co. A 12-pack of their cocktail cans, which are delicious.
Nah, pretty good.
Awesome. Check them out on Instagram. All right, three sounds. If you identify all three, you win the money. It's that simple. Here they are.
All righty, we're going to Beck this morning. Good morning, Beck.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Emma, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, doing well, thanks. What do you think the mystery sounds are?
So, the first one is an electric toothbrush.
Yes.
I think a toilet flushing and change coming out of a vending machine.
Great guesses, incorrect though.
Thanks for playing.
Thanks for playing.
Appreciate that. Oh, well, back tomorrow. The jackpot, $550.
Nice.
Very
nice.
Good. And a big big thanks once again to Newcastle Distilling Co. Credible partners.
Yeah, they're amazing.
Guys, also a reminder to rate the music. So, a special thing that's happening today. The next 20 people to do it, rate the music. So you've got to go to newfm.com.au. They get double entries into the draw to win this incredible four-night stay at the Bay. So this is like a two-bedroom, self-contained apartment out there. They get cooked breakfast as well and free Wi-Fi, and it's just all close to the marina, the shops, Nelson Bay Diggers, Fly Point
Beach.
This
is so good.
Amazing.
The odds are great. Now, we're allowed to do this once each time we do rate the music.
Yeah.
So the boss is away. You've triggered it today.
Yeah.
First 20 people, newfm.com.au. It takes literally 6 minutes out of your day, and you're in the draw.
You can win a holiday for doing 6 minutes.
Staycation.
And you improve the music here as well. But win a holiday, 6 minutes of your time. Double entries, first 20 people. Get on it.
Very good. Hey, Jackson, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm excited because I got this on the way. It's Love Songs. Do you know that already?
Hasn't this done fantastic things for him?
It's really great. Like, I'm into it.
Yeah, me too.
Still. To this day. Eagle Eye Cherry. Saved Tonight as well, and I'm loving this.
Oh, good one.
Fresh Ariana Grande.
Yeah, it's really grown on me, actually.
Yeah, I like it.
It's pretty good. It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music. Keep it here all day, and don't forget, catch up with us in our podcast. Rate us 5 stars, please. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Bye. See ya. Jade, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos.